This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
Me, Johnny Ray.
And me, Daryl.
Coming up, we still we didn't get to economics in one lesson last week, and I'm hoping that we'll get a chance this week. Chapter 13, Parity Prices. Never got to. We've been going chapter by chapter through the book, kind of reviewing it, talking about the concepts that are discussed there, and hopefully we can do that a little bit later on. The story that we didn't really talk about last night, but we probably should have. I just didn't want to do it because it seems like every week on the weekends there's some new crazy immigration-related story. And
well, we wound up with a couple hours of immigration calls anyway.
Right. So, what I want to do is share a headline from USA Today, and there's obviously a bunch of immigration restriction people. Let's not call them all conservatives, because I'm sure some liberals want to restrict immigration.
Yes.
But people who want to restrict immigration who are likely very upset about this headline from USA Today, which is what to do if the police come knocking on your door.
And this is just good information anyway.
That's right. Specifically what to do if immigration officers come knocking at your door. And so there's going to be a little bit more detail here than just your typical police officer encounter. Now, on Free Talk Live,
but again, it's good, and I'm guessing that you're looking at a graphic that was passed around by the ACLU.
They have that graphic
that
in the article.
I saw probably a week and a half, 2 weeks ago,
yeah.
And I looked at it, and I was like, this is just all-around good advice on dealing with cops.
Yep, absolutely.
And I could imagine that, you know, some conservatives would wind up getting their panties in a bunch over this.
So we're going to see, you know, what it is, you know, how much of it we agree with, because we've got a lot of time logged talking about these subjects, about how to deal with the police. And one of the things that they don't mention in this, at least this graphic from the ACLU, is to record the situation, get it on the record. That's something that they don't have here that I think is awfully important. So let's get into it. Story from the USA Today. San Francisco, roundups of undocumented immigrants across the country have sent immigrant rights advocates to social media blasting out information in multiple languages on how those caught up in raids should respond. If Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents show up at the door, the ACLU advises not opening it until agents can show a warrant signed by a judge. Ask to see it through a window or slipped under the door, says the graphic, which is available in multiple languages. ACLU, the American Civil Rights Union, or excuse me, American Civil Liberties Union. ICE administrative warrants, now this is interesting, don't allow agents to enter a home without the consent of residents. Residents can ask through the door why the agents are there and request an interpreter if they need one. If there is no warrant, ask the agents to leave information outside. If the agents force their way into the home, don't resist. Tell everyone in the residence to remain silent, says the ACLU. If you are arrested, remain silent and do not sign anything until you speak to a lawyer, says the graphic. And USA Today also includes a Spanish language version of this graphic as well. The Immigrant Defense Project, which offers legal information to immigrants and attorneys working with immigration cases, advises undocumented immigrants to have a plan in place for what they will do if they or a family member is arrested, and that includes planning who will take care of children and possibly making power of attorney arrangements so a temporary caregiver can make decisions on the children's behalf if their parents are arrested or deported. All important documents, including passports, birth certificates, marriage certificates, and medical records, should be organized and stored in a secure location. It is important that neither you nor your family members give ICE your passport, said the organization.
Now, I'm actually on the ACLU website now that they link to, they being the ACLU, that they link to in the description of this that's being passed around on Facebook. And they have a little bit more information here. They say that opening the door does not give the agents permission to come inside, but it is still safer to speak to them through the door.
Absolutely. They can be very pushy, literally, and may indeed push their way into your home if you give them even the an inch of an opportunity by opening that door.
If the agents do not speak your language, ask for an interpreter. Now, how they will necessarily know you're asking for an interpreter if they can't understand you.
No hablo inglés. That should get it across.
That doesn't mean I want an interpreter. That just means I don't speak English.
Fair enough. But nonetheless, you aren't obligated to talk to these folks anyways. I understand.
Correct.
Now, I'm not an attorney, and that's one of the things that I might, you know, take issue with in this situation. If you do talk, then you could learn why they're there. But ultimately, if they're pounding on your door,
ask what they are there for.
Right. If they're pounding on your door, it's probably not anything good. Whatever it is.
Probably not.
They're probably not there to help you in any way, shape, or form. So,
and failure to understand what the police officer is saying will not prevent you from, you know, being body slammed, shot, or arrested for refusing an order. I remember there was a story from Alabama, actually, where a guy from, I think it was India, was visiting his son, walking down the street. Some, you know, busybody neighbor was like, there's somebody walking through my neighborhood, and I don't recognize him, and he's kind of brown. And the cops show up, and the cops are shouting at him. He doesn't understand what they're saying because he doesn't speak English. They body slam him into the side of a hill. You know, not a big hill, but just, you know, like a little bit of a hill right off of the sidewalk. Paralyzed him.
Jeez.
And wound up saying, well, it was his fault for not speaking English.
Yeah, so better to not put yourself within their grasp if you can avoid it.
It reminds me of Barry Cooper's advice from his YouTube-available film.
Never get busted.
Yeah, and he said that when the police show up, what he his practice is to talk to them through the window and simply tell them, if you have a warrant, go ahead and break down the door. And that's that's all the words that he has for them.
Now, here's something very interesting. The ACLU actually shows examples of an order by a judge and an order by ICE.
Because the ICE administrative order does not allow them to go into the home unless the person consents, whereas the judge-signed one does, I presume, yes?
Presumably. I have not looked at the five-page document
which is why they're
from the judge or the two-page document from ICE.
It's likely why they are advising people to make sure they have a warrant signed by a judge.
Yes.
But I got to say that I don't know if talking to them in any way is really a good idea. I mean, this would be interesting to hear what the ACLU says about what's the negative side of not even answering the door at all, not even coming to the door to engage in any way, shape, or form with these people. You know, what could the detriment to you be for doing that? I guess you wouldn't necessarily know who they're looking for. You wouldn't necessarily know whether or not they have a warrant, but then again, they might just bust the door
down. Or if they even have the right house.
Yep, that's true.
Now, on slide 5... of what the ACLU has on their website, they do say if the agents force their way in, do not attempt to resist.
Right.
If you wish to exercise your rights, state, I do not consent to your entry or to your search of these premises. I am exercising my right to remain silent. I wish to speak with a lawyer as soon as possible.
Yeah, definitely a good idea to do all of those things, and to once you've made that statement, do not continue to speak. Don't let them goad you into saying something that you'll regret later on, because everything you say can and certainly will be used against you.
A normal person's instincts are to be helpful to their fellow man in the belief that that will help relations between them. But federal agents, immigration agents, police officers, they're much more likely to have the lust for domination. They're not like normal people, and they'll use your words against you.
Correct. In fact, good news, in the very end of the piece here from USA Today, there's another group called United We Dream that focuses on youth, and it does recommend people record everything that happens, take notes of badge numbers, numbers of agents, so on. 855-450-FREE. More about the raids coming up. You can share your thoughts.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
Four reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. airwaves. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Talking about advice from the ACLU, as well as another group that I'd not heard of before tonight, United We Dream, a group that focuses on immigrant youth, and some of the stuff that's going on around social media, sharing images of Know Your Rights information, which is excellent, and it's good for anybody, not just people who are immigrants,
yes,
but anybody who might be encountering the police, either knocking at their door, pulling them over. You actually found, Daryl, that the ACLU has several Know Your Rights cards, all dealing with different circumstances.
They do, and these are currently pre-order, expected to begin shipping February 20th.
Okay.
And I've got the Know Your Rights stopped by police, immigration agents, or FBI, and
that's in a, it's in a car. Stopped in a car?
They have stopped in a car.
Okay.
If the police come to your house, if you're walking down the street, if you're arrested,
wow,
if you believe that your rights have been violated. And now,
there's going to be a lot of crossover between some of these, but it is good to have the information.
Yeah, and it's on a card that folds up so it makes two folds and then fits into the wallet.
So wait, is it different cards for each or the one card that has all of that information?
The one that I just mentioned,
yeah,
is one big card.
Okay.
And imagine something, I'm holding a wallet card thing in my hand right,
yep,
now for anybody on the webcam. Imagine something that's four times this long, so it
folds
would have
up
two folds,
ah,
and then fit into your wallet. So
good.
It's got...
So
if
all
you're
of that is on there.
Stopped in your car, if you're asked about your immigration status,
ooh,
if police come to your house, if you're arrested, and
wow,
then if your rights have been violated, all of that on one card. They have this in English and Spanish. They have other cards of if you are stopped by police for filming or photographing. If you are stopped during a demonstration, if you're on a college campus, so they have things specific,
wow,
to college campuses, and yeah, these are I would say
really
absolutely
good,
amazing, and they have a variety pack where it's a total of 30 cards, so it's some of each.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of you saying, well, I need, like, 12 of this and 12 of that, I don't want to buy 225 packs, get a couple of the variety packs, and then, you should have all of what you need plus
more. ACLU.org?
Shop.aclu.org is
okay,
where you will find all of their merch, and then click the Know Your Rights.
Toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's talk to Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, listening online via freetalklive.com.
Yeah,
go ahead.
It's about Black History Month. Now, let's say Master goes down to a slave market and wants to buy some slaves. Looks over, what's good for business. And here's a couple of persons, a 10-year-old boy, maybe... Master could teach you, get that one taught, carpentry, and that would be an investment. A 10-year-old boy learning carpentry in a few years would be worth more money. And he's being sold with his mother, who's 25. And Master really likes her because she's pretty. And so he buys them and puts the boy to work learning carpentry. And he's got other ideas for the mother because she's pretty, and she's his slave, and he can get away with whatever he wants. Now, when the boy finds out what Master did to Mommy, that is the origin of a vocabulary word. And see, it's not what anybody did to his own mother. This is what some people don't fully realize. That's the origin of that vocabulary word, is what Master did to Mommy. The boy say, oh, Master's such a dirty, rotten, lousy... And that's why you hear that vocabulary word more in the ghetto among the descendants of slaves than you would hear it in the suburbs among the descendants of the slave drivers.
Are you talking about...
He's talking about the MF word. And no, I hear that all over the place. Doesn't matter the skin tone.
Yeah, I've never heard any kind of claim that there's... some less amount of the use of that phrase anywhere. I mean, it's pretty ubiquitous.
Well, anyway, that's what it actually meant. That's where it actually was from. And from what I've told, it has nothing to do with what anybody did to their own mother. It's what Master did to Mommy, and that's what creates so much anger in that word.
I think in the 60s, guys, the MF-er was often appended to the end of honky. Honky MF-er, is that right, Tom? I remember that from a Stephen King novel, anyway.
Well, maybe Tom's right about this, then. So you're giving us a little history lesson? Okay, I guess that's it. Thanks for the call tonight. There you go. You learn something new every night. 855-450-FREEZE.
Now, the question is whether or not we actually learned anything or if he just made something up, because a lot of people do call in and make things up.
Well, let's see what Hung Like Jesus has to say. Hung, did you hear that last call?
Yeah, but that's not what I have to talk about. Okay. I heard that.
Well, I mean, as the resident black caller at the moment, what do you think about his assertion that MF-er is more used in urban neighborhoods? I don't know if I believe it.
Well, of course, I was born and raised in urban neighborhoods, so of course.
I don't know where you were born and raised, actually.
Well, of course, that's where I was.
I wouldn't have presumed that you were, simply because you're black, but what do you think?
I really didn't hear the first part of it, and
he was saying the term MF-er was invented in response to a slave master forcing himself on a young slave's mother in the past, and extrapolated from that claim that the term is used more in urban neighborhoods than elsewhere.
So many things come out of slavery. That could be the case. Yeah. I've never heard that.
You never heard that one. Okay.
No, I've never heard it before.
So what were you calling about tonight?
Anyway, it seems that I didn't hear it because I don't listen to him anymore, but it seems that Alex Jones made a proclamation that he would die for he was ready to die for Donald Trump. I didn't hear it. It's just
really,
yeah.
When was this week or during the campaign?
No, this was recent. It was last week sometime.
Okay,
I'm thinking Thursday or Friday. Anyway, I was also when I heard that, I was listening to David Pakman's show. And he had related a story about when he had met you and Mark at the Talkers Convention. And he said that Alex Jones, all four of you were in a conversation together. And that Alex Jones was a completely different person when he wasn't his alter ego, whoever that is on the radio.
Hmm.
And I was just wondering if you could bear any kind of witness to that.
Well, I don't recall the conversation, but I do remember the particular Talkers event. There's a yearly, for those that don't know, there's a yearly gathering of talk radio professionals at New York City. Usually it's in Manhattan, and Alex Jones was their keynote speaker there, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago or something like that. And so it was the first time I'd met Alex Jones. We had been on his show previous to this, so he was familiar with Free Talk Live. We were familiar with him. We'd had him on our show. He had had us on his show. And I'll continue here in a moment. If you'd stick with us, please do. Hung, one moment. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered...
Friend, I guess, for 20 years. I've been interviewing him 21 years. Maybe friends the last 10. But it's not the same as it is with Trump. Trump is so fire-breathing, so energetic, so cunning, so real, and he's having results so amazing that it just makes me be endeared to Trump. I'm ready to die for Trump at this point. And I'm already ready to die for America. It's the same feeling I have for America, because he is America. You're America. It's the same way I get endeared to people I know that have fought hard and lost legs. That it just makes me...
478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition of the show. Toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
We've got Skype as well. That's where our current caller, Hung Like Jesus, is on the line. We're going to get right back to him. But if you want to join us on Skype, you can. Just send a contact request first. If you haven't ever done that, you do need to send that in. And then we'll approve you, and it'll be easy from that point forward for you to call us on Skype. So Skype username for you is lrn.fm, and I also want to let you know about HostGator. You want to get a website going for yourself, maybe a blog perhaps, something for your business? Well, HostGator makes it easy. If that's one of the reasons that you've been holding off is because of the complexity, well, HostGator has a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress. 24/7 over the phone or live chat tech support, 99.99% uptime rating, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. You get it for 50% off by using our URL. You go to hostgator.com/FTL. That's hostgator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get 50, that's 50% off their hosting regular prices. Hostgator.com/FTL, as we go back to Hung Like Jesus. He is on the line with us on Skype. Now, Hung, I actually found the clip that you're talking about where Alex Jones, who's a very popular talk show host, very popular on the Internet. He's also on quite a few radio stations. We've had him on in the past here on Free Talk Live. He's had us on, but it's been many years. It's probably been several years since we've been on his show, maybe even more than that. And just before we go on and continue the discussion with you, Hung, I'm just going to play this clip real fast here. You won't be able to hear it, so just bear with us, but everybody else listening will be, just because of the way I've got this studio set up.
Oh,
so here it is.
I've known him and been a friend, I guess, for 20 years. I've been interviewing him 21 years. Maybe friends the last 10. But it's not the same as it is with Trump. Trump is so fire-breathing, so energetic, so cunning, so real, and he's having results so amazing that it just makes me be endeared to Trump. I'm ready to die for Trump at this point. And I'm already ready to die for America. It's the same thing we have for America.
I'm ready to die for Trump at this point, he says. And so you called in tonight, Hung, to ask about the real Alex Jones, right?
Mm-hmm.
You'd heard from the David Pakman show. He's a progressive talk show host. Haven't seen David in a while, but we know him from these different industry conventions and kind of being newer to the talk radio game. That's kind of how we got to know him. And he referred to a conversation that Mark, myself, and Alex Jones and David Pakman all apparently had at Talkers. I don't remember the conversation, but I do remember meeting Alex Jones, and I felt like he was the same person. I felt like he was the same character that you see. He certainly was in character for his keynote speech. Now, I've seen people break their character, so like Art Bell, for instance, when I saw him speak, He was receiving like a Lifetime Achievement Award at one of the talk radio conventions that we went to many years ago, and he was completely not the character that you hear him play on the radio. In fact, he was making fun of his callers. He was just, he treats it like a show, and he's putting on a certain persona for that show. So with Art Bell, I think there are definitely two different personas. But with Alex Jones, he was in character the entire time. At least that's how I felt about it. And again, I don't remember the exact conversation that that Pakman would have been referring to, but talking to somebody about, when you're at one of these conferences, they have like mixers, so they'll have like an open bar where people can go and get a few drinks, and there's an hour where people sort of roam around and talk to one another. And talking to somebody in a situation like that, they probably won't be as bombastic, right in front of another person as they would be behind a microphone. But I didn't feel for a moment like Alex Jones on the air was someone else. That's my impression. I don't know. Is that what you were looking for?
Yeah, I was just wondering if it was true or not. And if it was, because I don't think Alex Jones is the same person that he is, that he portrays to be. It's no way someone who's been preaching against just Dubs for so long can just be a fan is not even the correct word for it. I don't even know what you would call it.
You mean how he has joined up with the establishment, basically, that he had been so anti-establishment for so long, and now that it's Trump, now all of a sudden he's signing up. He's ready to die for him.
Right.
Well, one of the funniest Alex Jones memes that I saw was a picture of Alex Jones with a quote from the end of 1984, where it said the battle was over, the battle with himself. He loved Big Brother.
As far as like who Alex Jones really is, I don't have an answer.
He's Bill Hicks in disguise.
Well, that's an interesting theory. Bill Hicks, the comedian from the 1990s who supposedly died of like lung cancer or something,
looks
a lot like Alex Jones. They both used to live in Austin, Texas, and they both used to know one another apparently as well.
I want to know, and also, what is the what do you think is the psychology behind people who can be a fan of Alex Jones and then also get on this bandwagon with the establishment, just as strong?
Well, I mean, a lot of people are looking to be told what to do. They're looking for a leader. I mean, many of the people who listen to Alex Jones are kind of like his acolytes, right? Like if Alex Jones says, buy Calben soap, they go out and they buy Calben soap. If we do that stuff, our listeners are like, yeah, why? What's so great about it? Why is it the best soap? And that's what you should be like, right? Like you should question the things that the people behind microphones say. You should be critical. You should be curious.
But he's got thousands of government documents
that show Calben is the best. It's a different kind of attitude. It's a different kind of audience. And talk radio tends to attract and propel personalities like Alex Jones. That's why most shows are this sort of single cult of personality kind of show. It's the Rush Limbaugh show, the Alex Jones show. You know, whatever the name of the host is in the name of the show. And the show is all about what that host thinks. And the show is all about the host's opinions. And the listeners of the show are always like Alex's army or what. I don't know what Alex calls his listeners, but there's always stuff like that, right? There's so-and-so's, you know, squad or army, or they always have some kind of group name for the individuals who follow the show.
You call them his lackeys, is what I call them. Anyway,
but you know, so the attitude is, I think that people, even if they're
info warriors, I think really? Is the term, because he's got infowars.com. Yeah. So I think
I buy that. That sounds that makes sense. So you know, people are looking for a leader. A lot of people are. You know, we on this show, we want to believe that people are independent. We want to believe that people are individuals and they want to make their own decisions for themselves. But for a lot of people, they just want to be told what to do. I wish it weren't true, go ahead.
I'm sorry. You know, I used to listen to Alex. This has been, I would say, it's probably been over 10 years now ago since I was listening to Alex Jones. And I was, I listened every day of the entire show. But it comes a time when...
Isn't that 4 hours or five? What is this, 4 hours or 5 hours?
I would listen to it at work, so I was at work, so it was no big deal to listen to it. I had it on my headphones. But you come to a point where you just start to, you snap out of it, you start to think for yourself, and then you look at all the things and he says, you know, none of this stuff is happening, and I don't see the evidence of most of the stuff he's saying. So, you know, this must be BS. It's the same thing with religion. You know, you get to a certain point in religion, you say, man, you know, I can't go along with this anymore. It's just crazy.
And that's good, you know, for you.
I don't know why some people don't snap out of it. You know, like you said, people want to be led. So
yeah,
I guess
it's comfortable to be led. It's comfortable to be told what to do or what to believe. I mean, ultimately,
to quote Cypher from The Matrix,
yep.
Ignorance is bliss.
Right. He wanted to get back into The Matrix.
Give me the blue pill. Yeah. Let me just, you know, I know the stake isn't real, but just me think that it is.
Yeah. So, I mean, to some extent, that's why the world is the way that it is. You know, that's why we have governments, is because people want to be told what to do. And unfortunately, we're in the minority. People who are individualists, people who believe in freedom and liberty, being able to make decisions for ourselves, we are a small minority, which is, of course, why the New Hampshire migration of libertarians makes the most sense, because then we can actually have a measurable impact on the society around us. Good call tonight, Hung. I appreciate you making it. Thanks for the call, dude. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, is Alex Jones getting behind Trump because he feels comfortable with a leader, or is it just
the
profitable?
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-956-9829. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-956-9829. That's 1-800-956-9829. 1-800-956-9829.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition of the program. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves to bring up anything that's on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
If you appreciate the work we do here on Free Talk Live, you can support the show by shopping with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com and enter Amazon or some of the other stores that are there through those links. Free Talk Live will get a cut of your purchase. It's that simple. You do the shopping anyway, so you might as well send a portion of the proceeds to us by going to shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. So we started out talking about knowing your rights when dealing with the police, when the police come knocking, specifically thanks to the ACLU putting out some great Know Your Rights information out there, not just on social media, but USA Today even printing a story, basically taking point by point the ACLU flyer. So very good info. Then we had Hung Like Jesus call in and bring up Alex Jones, who has now said on the air that he's ready to die for Donald Trump, and it led to a discussion about, is this the real Alex Jones? Because I didn't watch it, and I know Cody O'Connor did from Off the Air Live, but apparently Joe Rogan had Alex Jones on his show recently. Joe Rogan does a podcast. He's a comedian, and he had Alex on. And I guess Alex Jones like smokes pot during this thing, and
I did see some clips where apparently he took a couple hits off of a joint and was drinking whiskey.
Right, which, you know, it wouldn't be surprising to learn about somebody. It's not uncommon that people smoke marijuana and drink alcohol, so, you know, Alex Jones
does
too.
But I think Alex's whole shtick, or at least part of his thing, and maybe I'm, you know, getting bad information, but I thought he was, you know, like one of these straight edge sort of don't drink, don't smoke, don't do any drugs sort of people.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never actually, I don't listen to his show, so I can't really say for sure what he represents himself as during the Alex Jones show, and if that was somehow different from how he was representing himself on the Joe Rogan show.
But maybe, I know he does not represent himself as a libertarian, but some libertarians try to represent Alex Jones as a libertarian.
I think he has used the term at some point to describe himself, but maybe you know more. If you want to weigh in here on who the real Alex Jones is, you're welcome to.
He's definitely much more of a constitutionalist.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, the toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. Let's go to Andy in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Andy.
Hi, I want to talk about Alex Jones.
Yes,
I'm a long-time libertarian since 1996. I started listening to Alex Jones back in 2001, not long after 9/11. And I've been following him for a long time, listening to him on and off for years. And, you know, sometimes I go through periods of times where I listen every day, and then other times, you know, I just listen once in a while. But
is Daryl, before you go on with why you were calling, is Daryl right in his speculation that Jones represents himself as some sort of straight-edge person?
No. He's admitted, I mean, he said several times that he smoked marijuana before, okay, and that he's drank alcohol.
Yep.
And, you know, he doesn't think drug abuse is a good idea. And he smoked marijuana like as a youngster, and mm-hmm. I don't think he's done it much since then. But no, that is totally false.
Apparently, he did it about 2 weeks ago with Joe Rogan.
Sure, I'm not surprised. There's a video clip of him online with Doug Stanhope,
right?
And he opened up for Doug Stanhope and came out and did a political rant.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
It's actually pretty good. And anyway, he later admits that he had been drinking before he did the political rant, so he's kind of amped up. So no, he doesn't really promote himself as, you know, holier than thou.
Okay.
Also, he has called himself a libertarian on multiple occasions,
yep,
and he's even embraced anarcho-capitalist ideas before. And so,
apparently he's put those aside.
Very interesting. But Maher calls himself a libertarian.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think Alex Jones has, I personally would consider Alex Jones to be a libertarian myself. I do not consider Bill Maher to be a libertarian, but regardless of that, I think Alex Jones has put out a lot of good material over the years, and I don't really agree with him jumping on the Donald Trump bandwagon, but keep in mind that he didn't start out supporting Donald Trump. He was actually supporting Rand Paul, and it was after Rand Paul campaign started crashing and he went out of the primaries that he's, you know, started getting behind Donald Trump. And he did so with reservations. He was saying the whole time that he had reservations about Trump. And even after Trump got elected, he said that if Trump, you know, gets in office and starts doing a lot of bad things, that he'll abandon him. So, you know, we'll see if that happens.
So let me ask this question, because you said that you've been listening to Alex Jones since about 2001. Who did Jones support in the 2004 presidential election?
Michael Bednarik.
Okay. And in 2008, I know that he had thrown some support behind Ron Paul, but who did he support in the general election?
2008, I don't believe he supported anybody in the general election. He didn't trust Bob Barr, and I think he may have supported Chuck Baldwin, but Baldwin was not on the ballot in Texas, so he did not vote in 2008. And 2012, he actually endorsed Gary Johnson, and he might have endorsed Gary Johnson this time if Gary Johnson hadn't turned out to be such a butthead, which I kind of figured from the get-go. I was a Gary Johnson skeptic from day one, but the Libertarian Party totally screwed up in the last three presidential elections.
They sure have.
We haven't had anybody that I would even consider to be a legitimate libertarian at all since 2004, you know. I think when the Libertarian Party is not even putting out Libertarian candidates for people to vote for, well, they're going to look for alternatives.
They will. That's true.
And I think I think Alex Jones is kind of just basically playing the lesser of two evils game. He hated the Clintons. You know, he's hated the Clintons since back in the 90s,
right,
when he first, you know, got politically active.
Do you think that Jones is representing his true beliefs, or is he just doing, you know, is he behind Trump as much as he is because it's profitable to be?
I don't know. Maybe. I met Alex Jones in person one time at an event,
yep,
and he struck me as being for real. I talked to him briefly, and I saw him interacting with other people. Also, I was in Texas several years ago, and I met somebody that knows him, and I know this person actually knows him. And I asked him if Alex Jones is for real, or if the way he really acts. And he told me yes, that you know, the way Alex Jones acts is not an act. That's the real him.
That's what I think, too. That was based on my experience of briefly meeting him at the talk radio conference. Hey, Andy, thanks for your input tonight, man.
Well, I have a couple more things to say.
Oh, sure. Go ahead quickly.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, I think Alex Jones has promoted a lot. And like I said, I'm not really on board with his Trump thing, but I don't want to throw the guy under the bus yet because he's promoted jury nullification, which I think is a litmus test issue, you know.
Okay.
He's also promoted getting rid of the Federal Reserve. He's promoted ending the drug war, gun rights, ending the income tax. He was really big behind Ron Paul. I don't know if he endorsed Harry Brown, but I know he said good things about Harry Brown. And so,
that's the Libertarian presidential candidate.
I don't want to throw the guy under the bus. Just
no, and I don't intend to.
Let me ask a question.
Johnson supporters under the bus too, you know.
Let me ask a question about. You said Alex Jones has supported ending the drug war.
Yes.
Is he doing so kind of the same way Gary Johnson did? Of if we tax and regulate cannabis, then the drug war ceases to exist, even though everything else is illegal. Or is Alex Jones saying, get rid of the DEA completely, and everything should be able to be sold at CVS?
He was saying get rid of the drug war completely.
Now, okay.
You know, he might take a compromise position or something and say, okay, yeah, if we're going to legalize it, the legislature is probably going to tax it. But no, he's not in the same ballpark of a Gary Johnson. He was talking about a total end to the war on drugs.
Okay. No, I think on the whole, I think Alex Jones is probably one of the more libertarian talk show hosts in the United States. He's not, you know, the most principled, but, you know, they can't all be that way. They can't all be on Free Talk Live.
I don't want to throw the guy under the bus yet because, you know, I'm not a throw the baby out with the bathwater guy. And, you know, if I threw Alex Jones under the bus, I'd have to throw out every Gary Johnson supporter under the bus, too.
Sure. No, I agree. And I don't think that we're trying to throw anyone under the bus. We were asked the question tonight of, is he the real Alex Jones? And my opinion is he is. I believe that based on the conversations that I had with him at Talkers, and specifically his speech, his keynote speech. He was fully full on Alex Jones, and you know, didn't care what people thought, said what he, you know, what you expected Alex Jones to say in an address like that, and didn't at all break from his character, despite the fact that what he said would not have endeared him to many that were watching his speech. So he definitely wasn't there to try to pander or make friends with people in the audience. So I really felt like he was being true to himself. Hey, thanks for the call, Andy. Thanks, brother.
Okay.
Appreciate it, man. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But, yeah, and again, he's probably more bombastic on the air than if you are sitting down with him at dinner or something like that. But I think that his beliefs are what he represents them to be. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2 coming up. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own. And that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.